I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You don't have the ha-ha.
They are Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ball thrown in. The Wolves have won 117 to 110 here in Game 4. Will this be the last game at Chase Center? Well, the Warriors will have something to say about that on Wednesday night at the Target Center. But the Wolves shot 47% from three, but over 50% from three most of the night. Buoyed by their stars, 31 points from Randall, 30 from Anthony Edwards, and they now lead this Western Conference semifinal series 3-1.
All right, that was Tim Roy on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors, they're down 3-1 now. Wolves win 117-110. A lot of window dressing at the end, Goo. Third quarter, Warriors absolutely got demolished, 39-17. And now the Timberwolves look to close this thing out.
Yeah, and I would say they're down 1-3, right?
You can.
All right, I will. And I'll get your thoughts because you were in the building yesterday like Mac Dre. I was not. And I'll just tell you this. When we were joined by Willard and Dibs yesterday, Willard hurt me. He didn't try to hurt me. He was just talking to the fans. And he didn't like, you know, people going, fans going into the game down. And I felt like I was a part of that. So, Steiny, they're down 1-3.
Yeah.
And the two best players in this series play for the other team. And that's Julius Randle and Ant-Man, who's becoming one of my favorites off the court because he just has a personality, man. And I'll say this. Saturday, that was their chance, the Warriors' chance to really get back in this series. And I'm going to come in, Steiny, and get up off the mat and say it ain't over, but the fat lady's humming and it's hard watching this offense. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not mad at one player, but I'm mad at myself because I thought the young Thundercats for the Warriors had the future bright.
Thundercats.
Yeah, I'm being real.
Okay.
So now Steph Curry's going to be a year older moving forward, Jimmy and Dre.
Oh.
And Dre, real quick about Dre, 14, but the guy you guarded had 30, and you can't stop him. And nobody's giving you the business like this since Siakam in the 19 finals. I'm just keeping it real. We cannot stop Julius Randle. So DPOY and all that, I'll leave that there. But moving forward, when you want to, in the great wonder years for Steph, kind of on the back nine, I thought we had young Thundercats that would pick up the weight. And that's what's scaring me, Steiny, going into game five, is the Thundercats are not Thundercats, and I'm worried moving forward.
Why would you think? Like, to
me, because I saw it.
What is a Thundercat?
Somebody that can have a 22-game stretch like Moody and Pods and shoot 48% or 43% for three and tell the Steph and spell them. Right. That's what I thought. So now I don't want to go here because we're not finished. We got a game tomorrow, but the Thundercats have disappointed me. And GP2, everybody's turned in return to glass slippers. Like, what's going on?
There were no glass slippers. First of all, these so-called Thundercats, and I'm going to ask you to lose that.
Right. Minnesota's got Thundercats. McDaniels.
Look, the bottom line is.
And that's what life's about.
Right? I'm trying to be positive.
When Pajemski and Moody and Post were playing well, they were role players. They had to do more in this series, and they haven't been able to. They
just, why?
Because they're not stars. That's why. They're not stars.
Damn. Okay.
And, here's the other thing.
Hold, real quick, before you finish, I think you're cooking the books.
Okay. Pajemski's a star.
No.
Moody's a star.
No.
Post is a star.
They're the star
Kuminga's
of being themselves as a role player. They're not meeting that barometer. I'm not saying be Larry Bird.
You know why?
Pods can't hit the side of a barn.
You know why they're not?
That from you know,
because they're role players being asked to be something more than that in the postseason against a very good defensive team. Here's a bigger issue, I think, and I'm going to say it right now.
Go ahead.
And it speaks to the greatness of Steph Curry.
Amazing.
When you play with Steph Curry, the perception of your play is flawed.
Wow.
It's flawed. You are when you play with Steph Curry, that is no guarantee you're the kind of player that you're the same player when you don't play with Steph Curry. It's that simple. Brandon Pajemski with Steph Curry is a nice role player. Without Steph Curry, what is he? Same with Moody.
How about Draymond Green?
He's a role player too at this point.
No, I'm just saying the gravity of what you do and who you are on the court without Steph. I think we're seeing it.
No kidding. No kidding. And you know who else found out too? Yesterday's Butler.
9 shots?
And you know what?
Now he did have an illness.
Sure, that's great. And you can say illness.
Yeah.
But here's what I think. And we saw a little bit of it with Curry before Butler got here. As you get older, it's harder and harder to generate shots. You can say Jimmy Butler was sick all you want, and maybe he was. But the reality of the situation is, I don't think he could have squeezed off 18 shots last night.
Wow.
That's called defense. I mean, Jaden McDaniels is a hell of a defensive player.
And he's long.
That's what makes him a good one. So, I mean,
the three-pointer by Anthony Edwards.
Which one?
At halftime, they were, you know, to cut it to two. Even though the Warriors had the lead, Stein, it didn't feel like they had the lead. And he had two guys on him and then did all this prancing around to the, you know, to the crowd. It's just, I understand what you're saying. And it's a reminder just how great Steph Curry is because he is the Warriors. But I'm not going to sit in here and lie on radio on 95.7 The Game to the masses and people that I'm a bit disappointed. And I just really hope before I leave today, you don't think I'm disappointed in the others because I'm judging them or holding them to the standard of a superstar. I was just holding them to the standards of the bar that they set during the regular season. And this was a total reminder that now those are two different things. And we got a game to play, so I'm going to say we still got action. But, boy, as soon as this series or the season is over, we're going to get – like, Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob got work to do.
And what can they do?
They got to get some Thundercats in here to help Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, the older version of themselves. Okay. Or we're going to – if Steph has to go 100 miles an hour next season just to get us in the All-Steiny, right, then we can – I got the tranny can go again.
I know. That's what happens when you've got three older stars. And
well, you got a young Thundercat.
Who?
Jonathan Kuminga. Now, Steiny, come on now.
Come on now.
He's
what,
the only
Guru?
One doing something without that, Steph
not,
Curry. That's
I'm not,
all I'm saying. We don't gotta get into but, just let's just he's the only one showing life.
That's great. That's great. But the reality of the situation is he didn't play the second half of the season because someone was in front of him that played better.
That might have been a wrong decision. I know
so
now's
what?
The day for it.
It couldn't have been a wrong decision. He couldn't play in front of Butler, apparently.
Well, let's just talk, but,
well then get on Kerr. Don't get
no,
on.
I'm not
you know,
getting
like,
on
seriously.
Anybody, but just let's give him – just you said it. Let's get off of it. He played okay last night. In the last three games, he's been better than any Warrior.
That's great. And what's it gotten you? Three losses. Mm-hmm. And I'm not blaming Kuminga at all, but this is what got – this is what gets fans into trouble. Now you're saying, well, we've you know, Kuminga. We've got Kuminga, Kuminga. And yesterday it was, we got Pods, we got Moody, we got all these guys. It's like when the Warriors don't have a great young player. They just don't right now. And other teams have very, very good young players.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I don't know. I mean, but here's the other thing that I want to say. And I get it. You might want it to look different. You might want it to, you know, look less disjointed.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what'd you think? You're going to beat the Timberwolves without Steph Curry. I mean.
Well, you kind of did it in game one.
That's great. And, okay, so.
I hear you.
Why did you? Why?
And then you had
this
action.
This is how you disrespect the Timberwolves.
Okay, tell me.
By even suggesting that the Warriors may sweep this series after they won game one, and they're missing one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah,
what did you expect?
Yeah, but the sweep was predicated Curry was going to remain upright or come back sooner than later. But I do got to say this to you, Steinie. Saturday really took, I mean, that was one that really, really got away because you were closer to getting that win and maybe you'd be tied up 2-2. But for you to sit here and act like it's just me saying a team that got mollywopped by 25, you know, Saturday didn't happen. We live Saturday. It was right there. I mean, I really thought maybe they could bring it home. They didn't. And then the third quarter happened last night to where they almost gave up 40 points. And it is what it is. And they're running on fumes. And now I'm going to say it. Jimmy, if you're listening, I'm not mad at you. I'm not blaming you. But now, for the goo, the Jimmy Butler honeymoon is over. So now, when I say that, Steinie, we got fish to fry. And I don't know what type of fish it is, but we got to get some things in order to surround Steph Curry, or do we give these young Thundercats, who I thought were Thundercats, another run at it, and next year it'll be, you know what, Steinie? Goo will be better next year just because it'll be year two at it.
Sure. You can think that if you
want. I don't
know
if that's the right way to go.
Well, I don't think it is, but knock yourself out, as the kids say. 888-957-9570 is the number.
It's
Warriors
not over.
Down 3-1. We'll talk about it on the other side. And that was sponsored by Safeway.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.